This is Dave Zinn with preseason avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Thursday, November 14th. This update is sponsored by Knopf Group Real Estate and Alpine Orthopedics. Note, Bridger Bowl ski area is closed and there is no avalanche control or ski patrol services. Backcountry conditions exist. Workers are setting up for the season and making snow. Please stay clear of work areas, snow guns, chairlifts, and other equipment. Tuesday night, the mountains received 2 inches of snow with 5 inches in highlight. There's been no precipitation since then. Mountain temperatures have been in the 20s and 30s with winds 15 to 30 miles an hour from the west. Warm, dry weather will continue until Friday night. Temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s with winds 10 to 20 miles an hour from the west to southwest. Friday night, the mountains will get a trace to 2 inches of snow with lingering flurries around Cook City. Our next chance for snow will come early next week. We'll update our weather log and regional conditions every morning with snowfall totals and our avalanche activity list if we get a report. Mountain weather fluctuated dramatically over the last week and added interesting layers, but the snowpack remains stable without the additional weight of new snow. We are keeping wet snow, surface hoar, and new snow in our minds for the weekend. Daytime temperatures in the upper 30s and 40s could lead to isolated wet snow avalanches pushing you into hazardous terrain. Move to cooler slopes if you start sinking into sloppy wet snow on your tour. In Highlight Canyon, a skier observed feathery surface hoar crystals before they were likely buried by Tuesday night's snow. Look for an obvious stripe in your snow pit about 5 inches under the surface and use a stability test to assess this weak layer. On Tuesday, climbers outside our advisory area in the Absaroka Range had a scare when they triggered a wind-loaded slope while approaching their route. Wind slabs that formed earlier this week have stabilized, but Friday night's snow and wind will add sensitive drifts of snow into the mix. People across southwest Montana are getting ready for winter. As you think about getting your snow tires on, tuning skis, boards, and sleds, add your avalanche gear to your preseason checklist, as Ian shows us in his video, so you will be ready to go when the next storm hits. If you have avalanche, snowpack, or weather observations to share, please submit them via our website, our email, mtavalanche@gmail.com, or by phone at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great weekend.